We've produced some great-looking t-shirts this year. They're a nice way of showing your support for our programs, and they make wonderful gifts as well. You can order them on our website, StartEight.org. Thank you for your support.
Stardate March 2nd. Life is all about cycles, birth and death, the rise and fall of the seasons, Taylor Swift tour airs. Many cycles play out in the sky as well. One of them is in view in the wee hours of tomorrow morning, as the moon and sun stage a total lunar eclipse. All or most of it will be visible across most of the United States. A lunar eclipse occurs when the moon passes through Earth's long shadow. The moon's orbit is tilted a bit, so most months the moon passes above or below the shadow. When the geometry is just right, though, it plunges through this cone of darkness. Each eclipse is part of a centuries-long cycle known as a Saros. Individual eclipses in a Saros are separated by about 18 years. Tonight's eclipse is the 27th of 71 eclipses in this cycle. The previous eclipse in the cycle took place in 2008, with the next in March of 2044. But several Saros cycles are unspooling at the same time, so Earth sees two or more lunar eclipses every year. Totality, when the moon is fully immersed in the shadow, will last about 58 minutes. Alaska, Hawaii, and much of the West Coast will see the entire eclipse sequence. That includes the partial phases, as the moon moves into and out of the shadow. Much of the rest of the country will see all of the total eclipse and most of the partial phases, with the moon setting before the eclipse ends. You can find out more about eclipse cycles in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.